Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our Shawa Soul. I am one of your hosts, Jen, and this lovely lady over here is...
Jen. Hello. Woo-hoo.
Hi, everyone. First off, I would like to say thank you to so many people that have commented on our videos, who have commented on our Instagram post, and... It's a lovely surprise when we get so many nice people from around the world that leaves us so many messages. As you know, in the last couple of podcasts, we've done the boys' astrology charts and talked about each boy individually. We started off with the leader, our Jinky, Mr. Onu himself. Then we went to Jungies, which we made very clear, or Jungs, that it was sensitive material because we didn't want to upset anyone, but he's still a shiny member and we are going to include him in everything we ever do. And then we went with Keys. That one person did enjoy that and sent us a lovely message this morning. So I really appreciate that. And that person's a Valley person. So yeah, there's a little shout out to that one there. So we love all you Shawas, and we are part of Shiny's world, and the boys mean a lot to us. So today we're going to do Minhos. So when we do these charts, we are only doing it based on their birth date. If we had their times, oh, you bet, Jen and I would be racing to do new charts and give you even more tidbits on our boys. So without further ado, we're going to jump into Minho, his karmic life, and his birth chart. So have at it.
Well, hello, everybody. Okay, so his sun sign is Sagittarius. His moon is in Capricorn. Mercury is Sagittarius. Venus is in Scorpio. Mars is also in Sagittarius. Jupiter is in Virgo. Ooh. And Saturn is in Aquarius. So he's got a couple of, he's got a lot of Sagittarius, but then he's kind of all over the place with the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the breakdown of the masculine and feminine, this is actually kind of surprising to me. So his masculine is 4 and his feminine is 6. So cardinal, fixed, and mutable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So cardinal is more of that alpha leadership energy.
Mm-hmm.
Fixed is more like, you know, reliable, likes things to be steady, not, you know, unchanging. And mutable means, like, flexible and changing. So his cardinal is 3, his fixed is 3, and his mutable is 4. So what this means is that he's pretty even across the board, but he leans more towards the flexible.
So he's easy to work with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's easy to get along with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can see that. I really can.
And then his breakdown of the elements, so earth, air, fire, water.
Mm-hmm.
So his fire is 3, his earth is 4, his air is 1, and his water is 2. So big differences there. So he's mostly fire and he's mostly earth. Okay, so I'm going to stop there and we're going to pull out the book.
The love book.
The book of lovers.
The book of lovers.
And let's see. Okay, are we ready?
Yes!
Okay, so like we do on every single natal chart episode, I'm going to read from the Book of Lovers. This is just a fun little thing. Please don't take it too seriously. It's by Carolyn Reynolds. And this book basically takes your sun and your moon sign, mixes them together, and it basically tells you the kind of person that they would go well with.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so kind of like a personal ad in a sense. Okay, so he is a Sagittarius Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it says. It is a rare man with this combination.
Ooh,
who is gross. Not unusually bright.
I think he's bright.
He can talk himself into boardrooms and bedrooms of just about anyone. He is a little too shrewd for his own good. And he can scale any heights to obtain his goal of success. He won't injure his coworkers in the process.
Aw, he's so sweet.
He often finds himself more hardened and bitter than he had planned. This man can be very cynical given a few wrong turns. He detests human frailties and is quite the taskmaster.
Mm.
As a husband and father, he holds tight but loving reins.
I can see that.
He values tradition and convention. If you can provide him the nest of comfort and a white picket fence around it, he will adore it.
Aww.
He wants you to be fenced in, however.
Nope.
And not him. So nope. So be prepared to have him wander a bit outside your domain.
Aww.
He can be cold and lay down some pretty hard rules for those closest to him in life. For those less important alliances, he really is very tolerant.
This is so, one moment he's this. It's almost like he's a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type deal. This is a joke.
Remarks like, I'm so proud of you, go to the stumbling drunk who stayed off the sauce for a day. Not to you for years of dedication and hard work on your PhD.
Oh, shit. Oops, sorry.
You will have to learn not to take his oversight seriously. It is easy to lend a helping hand to someone he has no commitment towards. It's tough logic to follow, but you'll get the hang of it. His rewards for you are in his being there for you whenever there is a real crisis in your life. He will not be offended at all by your ambition, social climbing, and desire to obtain. He is healthy, ruggedly handsome, somewhat dark, and impeccably dressed.
I think so.
Wow, that fits spot in. On.
That is spot on. So there might be some truth to some of this.
Your more aspiring females will trample each other to get him.
Oh, dear. Take a number.
He'll just sort of sit back and pick and choose.
Oh, my God.
He is definitely Capricorn girl material. A Gemini or another Sagittarius could do the trick. His illumination.
Oh, my sister would so fall for him.
He's bright and he's shrewd. And his dark side is that he can be cynical.
Oh, wow. My sister would fall for him in a heartbeat. She'd be like, oh, my. And not saying that this woman's words, it is kind of a joke, but you have to understand that when people write books for knowledge, they're putting their perspective out there.
Right.
So it's
and they're over-exaggerating.
Exactly.
So there's truth in it.
Yes.
But it's not like somebody's going to be like the extreme of that.
And what I always tell everybody is you take what resonates with you and leave the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So, but some of that resonated really loud with Mill. Yeah, especially that last part was so spot on about being well-dressed and everything.
The whole thing.
Yeah. That last little paragraph. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Mijo, somebody got your number.
All right, so now we're going to break down his planets.
Okay.
So he has a sun in Sagittarius. So this means that he can be restless and cheerful and very friendly. They're usually people who are on the go, and they love freedom, and they don't like routine. But they're very easygoing.
Mm-hmm.
They're idealistic, enthusiastic, and warm-hearted. So I think that sounds a lot like him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
His moon is in Capricorn. They typically keep their emotions under check, and they come across as very competent. However, they could have, like, turbulent emotions under the surface,
mm-hmm.
but they always come across as being very reliable and steady.
I can see
with their emotions. So they're cool-headed.
Right.
They have clear boundaries and realistic goals. They're not overly risk-takers in the extreme, because they do value safety and security.
Hmm.
They also plan well ahead. And so they actually will, they're the kind of person that will have money to fall back on, have retirement fund, things like that. Mercury. His Mercury is also in Sagittarius. So again, we've got that enthusiastic, moral, mm-hmm. high morals, mm-hmm. humorous, strong opinions.
And that's where we would get along with them butt heads.
tolerant and has a high respect for laws.
Yeah. No, the three of us would click with that.
It also says it has an interest in foreign countries mm-hmm. and learning languages.
Hmm.
That's interesting. Venus is in Scorpio.
Ooh, bless his heart.
It says he attracts people with intensity
mm-hmm.
and a willingness to commit. So people who are overly attracted to him become, I don't want to say the word obsessive, but these are people who want to be with him long term. He attracts people with a deep intensity.
Yes.
So their actions come across showing that security, but mm-hmm. also commitment and also a sexualness, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they may not express that directly.
Mm.
They are fearless when it comes to intimacy. It also says that they typically will not stray. And they are usually intensely loyal to someone that they love. So once they are actually in love, they will remain loyal to that person.
So he's a good catch.
He is a good catch.
Mm-hmm.
They give you their complete attention.
Aww.
When they are in a relationship. They're focused on their partners. And then also says, depending upon your personality, you may or may not appreciate that. Some people, they might want more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And, somebody who might want a lot of freedom, that might be difficult.
He might smother you.
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't work with me because I'm an INFJ and I need my space.
He has Mars in Sagittarius. So Mars, this always shows, where your aggressive, your passion comes from. So when he gets angry, he feels like doing something. He feels like running. He feels like moving his body. He does not have a lot of patience. Because he has a lot of restless energy, and that matches with his sun sign as well.
Mm-hmm.
He has an adventurous nature. They consider physical activity as the best way to help with anger.
Yes, I could see that, because he runs a lot, plays sports a lot, so.
They have too many projects going on at once.
Mm-hmm.
They don't follow through.
Uh-oh.
They usually have a very optimistic vision. But then they will give up on it and then go towards the next idea.
Oh, boy.
They're playful and fun-loving. They love friendly debates. And they can go to extremes. But it does say they are easygoing and they love a good joke most of the time.
His laughter is what kills me.
Other times, it's funny because it says other times they are on fire. Intense and impassioned about something or another. They don't like anything that fences them in. They need to have space. And they will run away if things get too dull.
Oh boy.
Jupiter is in Virgo.
That's abundance, but is it good?
It's actually, to have Virgo in Jupiter is really good because mm-hmm. it means that you will have good luck and good fortune in life.
That's good.
He is helpful, honest, and he pays attention to details. He pays attention to his nutrition and health. And he has practical knowledge of things.
That's because it's in Virgo. And us Virgos are pretty practical.
They are not very ambitious people.
Who is?
Jupiter and Virgo aren't.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're not overly ambitious, but they do value hard work.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then he has Saturn in Aquarius. So, let's see. He appreciates learning. And when he wants to learn something, he will find a way to learn it. He is serious and methodical. And he likes to visit people who are intellectual.
Oh,
so that's
cool.
What Saturn Aquarius means.
That's cool.
Yeah. But I think it sounds like him, though.
Yeah, there's a lot there. There's a lot that sounds like him. And you can actually see it, it like unfold when you look at some of the things, even like skits that he's done on Saturday Night Live in Korea. Things that he's done on stage with the boys, with the concerts, some of the, just the way he was on stage, you could see that. His parts in some dramas, how he brings things across and everything, it shows. So maybe that's why he hasn't given us an album yet. It's just, but we want an, we want an album, Mihal.
But he is, the fact that it says he's not overly ambitious, I mean, that can explain why he doesn't have an album.
Right.
Because he's not...
He's happy.
He's more just, yeah, he's more into just being happy and helping others and things like that. He's not really focused on, you know, trying to go for some huge goal to better his
because he's already doing what he loves. He's got Shiny and he's got his acting, so he's happy. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's awesome.
He's just looking for his white picket fence.
Yep. That he wants to stick someone in. And it ain't going to be me. So
and I can see that. Because of all the members, he's the one that I could see like having a wife with kids. Like, real easy. Really, really easy.
And that's really funny because in their little tidbit for their future, their album coming out in January.
Yeah.
And it had half of, you know, there was a white picket fence around the house.
It's Mindo's dream.
But it wasn't completed, you know. It was only now the sides and the back.
Yeah.
So, imagine that.
Okay. So we're going to end the episode the way we always do with talking about his karmic path. So what a karmic path is depending upon the year and the week that you were born, you have a goal in life that you're trying to obtain. And I'm getting this from the Secret Language of Destiny. And so his karmic path is the way of consolidation. And what this means is that his core lesson is that he's trying to establish psychological and psychic boundaries.
Interesting.
His goal is to create firm internal structure. I can't speak. To create a firm internal structure and identity.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want to do the personality type. He doesn't want that to be who he is. Or people to say, "Oh, well, you're this." So this is why. I get why he doesn't want to.
I'll just read a little bit of the beginning just to give you an idea, but it says, those on the way of consolidation are here to secure their sense of self and learn to stand firm in who they are. Those who travel this path must learn to be grounded, operate from a core of strength, deal resolutely with their emotions, and toughen their egos in order to be fully in charge of their lives. Coming from a place of deep empathy and sensitivity, men and women on this karmic path may find themselves buffeted by the winds of feeling. Buffeted by the winds of feeling, their own as well as that of others. In fact, so impressionable and psychic are they that, like mirrors or pools, they reflect the feelings of those closest to them. So they're empathetic. So it seems like now going back to the core lesson, establishing psychological and psychic boundaries, it seems like they have to learn to not absorb and be more themselves. They have a tendency to
take on
everybody else's issues and emotions onto themselves.
Their energy,
And they need to put a little, they need to put a wall up and start, do I really feel this way? How do I feel about
this? He needs to shield himself.
Right. So his gifts are, he's empathetic, financially astute, which actually that came up.
Yes.
And caring. Some issues that he may have is that he can be ruthless, which I could see he's very competitive.
Yes, he is very competitive.
Overly structured.
Yes.
And miserly, so he can...
he pinches his money.
Yeah.
And the overly structured, he wants to put someone behind a big event. And it ain't gonna be me. I'm sorry, I just can't.
His release is that he needs to be mothered.
Oh.
His reward is the joy of a strong sense of self. So if he can find a way to be more himself, put up a wall, create boundaries, he will basically have the joy of a strong sense of self. So that is what he gets out of that.
I actually think he's been doing that lately. And I think he's done a lot of that. He's still the lovable, caring person you saw go in to the Marines. But there is something about him since he's been home. And with the way he's handled some other things. I think he's more alert to what's going on with,
yeah,
and not take on what other people mm-hmm. are giving off.
Right.
So, which is good.
Okay. And then the very last thing is the week that he was born
mm-hmm.
is called the Originator.
So he's the original DOG.
Which is a Sagittarius too.
Yeah.
Emotional defensiveness and personal sensitivity will prove to be the particular stumbling blocks for those born in the week of the Originator, who travel the way of consolidation. Yet once they divorce themselves of their need for acceptance and approval and learn to go their own way, unfettered by a thirst for recognition or acceptance of their sometimes radical views, they will find great fulfillment. Blessed with a special genius for imbuing their projects and efforts with both creativity and sensitivity to the workings of the intuitive and emotional side of life, they can make some startling and innovative strides in their chosen field of endeavor. The key to their success will be an ability to cultivate greater detachment and recognize that this karmic path promises higher rewards than immediate emotional gratification or acceptance. So the challenge is overcoming their need for approval. And their fulfillment is enjoying the independence of spirit that feeling strong in their sense of self brings.
Mm.
People that also were born this week, Alfred Eisenstadt. What the heck is that?
Don't know.
Eisenstadt, yeah. He's a photojournalist, it says.
That's actually kind of cool.
And Houdini.
Ooh, Houdini.
Yep.
Oh, maybe he could play the part of Houdini in a Korean play. Or maybe. That would be awesome. I'd like to see him get out of one of those, tie them all up and
wait a minute.
Did I just say that? Well, you know, he was tied up and yeah. put in that box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's an escape artist.
Well, yeah. I think that's a great idea.
I think that would be cool. He could play Houdini.
He could.
In a Korean, you know, movie or drama mm-hmm. about Houdini. That would be awesome, since it's the week of Houdini. It could be his idea.
The week of Houdini?
Yeah, well, you know what I mean?
I know.
Houdini was born during that week. Doran hit that time, that week yeah, of whatever.
He's a Sagittarius.
Yes.
Two.
Mm-hmm. So.
But anyway, that was Minho's natal chart.
Woohoo! Woo! Minho!
So we are at the end of our podcast. We only have one more natal chart to do, yes. which is Taemin. And then I think...
I don't know how I'll be quiet enough to do that one.
But I think after we finish the natal chart series, I mean, unless Onu happens to release an album or something.
We're going to try to do some, if you don't mind me chiming in.
Go ahead.
We want to do some stuff about Jung.
Yeah.
So a couple of people have asked us to do some videos breaking down Jung's music, so we want to do videos and put it to podcast. But until then, we hope you all take care of yourselves, stay healthy, wash your hands, please, because COVID is still out there and it's still naughty. Wear a mask where you need to wear them. Just really take care of yourself, get enough sleep, take care of your mentality. You know, if you need someone to talk to, drop us a line. We're here. We're all Shawa family. So you need someone to talk to. Don't sit and let it absorb you and fester. Get it out. You know, we care enough that we want to be there for you. So until next time, I guess we will bid you adieu and take care. Bye, you guys. Stay shiny. And if you would like to reach out to us, you may do so at our email, which is at
rshawasoul@gmail.com. Again, that is rshawasoul@gmail.com. We have a YouTube page, and you can view our videos that we have there, and that is rshawasoul. We have a Twitter page. You can reach out to us there and follow us at rshawa. We have a Facebook page. If you would like to go and like that page and follow us there and share things with us there, that Facebook page is at rshawasoul. And if you have an Instagram account and you would like to follow us on Instagram, that is at r_shawa_soul.
If you're interested in contacting us personally, you can reach us at our Instagram pages. Mine is Music N Mystery, and Jin's is Call Me Jin Jin. We will also have the social media links in the description of this podcast.